previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Of course. How big are the grasshopper man's balls?
I'm sure there's some nerd out there that goes, well, when you talk about dice, they've taken a little bit more of the weight off the bigger numbers. Like, not how high the number is, but how much of the area that takes up. So those are more likely to be the ones that point up when you roll them, because that's the lightest side of the dice.
No, I think that's right. Because, like, no, I think that was right. Because, I don't know, that's weird.
All right, I just bring the hammer down multiple times across its midsection till it's broken in half.
Flip. I don't want to use it again on y'all.
Don't be a coward.
Well, I mean, he didn't use it on y'all. He could just use it on Kevin again.
You just space it out a little bit.
Dorian, give me a will save.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry, give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude. Oh, gosh. All right. Let's see. Let me check my character sheet here because it's probably going to be close. I have a plus 6 and I roll a 12.
18.
The DC for this baleful polymorph will be revealed next week.
Oh.
The DC was 18. God. I'm not gonna do that to y'all. You made the pass.
You should have done it.
We're fucking out.
You should cut that little bit out.
So this was a couple weeks ago that we watched it. This is airing a couple weeks after we watched it. We just recently watched. I bought that Spine of the Night.
It was the
movie that Ryan Brown showed the trailer for a month ago.
With the heavy metal.
It's not movie. Heavy metal.
But it's got that same vibe.
Heavy metal, the animated movie, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I was with him because this is, well, I don't want to spoil it. I do want to suggest it. I want to recommend it. I will. Okay. It reminded me of Conan the Barbarian, but bloodier and more mystical. And it's a cartoon.
It sounds pretty
badass. But it's rotoscoped.
I think that's why I thought it had the heavy metal vibe.
Yeah, it's got that kind of look to it. But heavy metal jumps all over the place with like storytelling. This is one story.
Oh, yeah, better.
And it's
it looks cool as shit. Where do you? I forget where you rent it. Where do you?
I bought it off Amazon for $10 because it was either rent it for $7 or buy it for $10. So I just went and bought it. And I'm glad I did.
Oh, that's yours.
Right? Hello, BTV.
Mahogany Watch. What'd you think, Mahogany? Did you like it?
I liked it. That's it.
Incisive. I like it.
I liked it. I don't want to say too much about it because really, if you talk about it too much, it's very easy to spoil. So you might as well.
Okay.
Like it's interesting. It's not, you know, just watch it. It's good.
It's got like twists and turns and cool stuff. And
just watch it. It's good.
I will say it's got a ponderous pace, which I enjoy.
I kind of like slow fantasy movies sometimes too, if they keep your attention.
Yeah, and visually it keeps your attention and it doesn't force feed you its narrative, which is why I like it. It's you know, it's not made for stupid people. It's not like watching Conan the Barbarian where Arnold does the commentary and tells you everything that you're looking at. The movie speaks for itself.
Well,
that's what I liked about the new Dune.
Yeah. It's not a cartoon you watch with your children though.
No.
How about other people's children? Like just invite strange children.
Yeah, you can watch it with them.
Just how about never do that?
Okay.
just don't invite strangers.
I have to tell you that is a problem.
I mean, I have nephews and stuff.
It is very
adult. You
didn't
say your nephews. You said other people's children.
Yeah. Just strange kids, you want to come in here and watch a cartoon with me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do all cartoon penises look that big?
Nah, I got the special videos. Anyway, you were talking about ponderous movies. I feel that way about certain science fiction films. Like, Blade Runner. The first Star Trek movie, slow as hell. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is.
It's the most sexualized movie in.
It does have a huge gaping cyber butthole too.
Yeah. the first Alien.
Yeah, I guess that
rather
one's
rather ponderous in its pacing.
Until that ending. Yeah.
No. Until, yeah. No, it has a flash ending, but it takes 45 minutes to get the fast-paced stuff.
So the Alien.
That's how I feel about Finding Nemo.
Ponderous Pixar movies.
When Dory bursts out of the turtle's chest, I thought that was a bit far, but whatever, you know. Like,
yeah. It was hot.
I loved Alien. I mean, I still do. There's great. A really fun, I don't know if I've talked about it on here before, but there's a really fun, like the Alien Isolation video game. I played a bit of, I couldn't really get into it, but the work that they put into keeping that thematically coherent to the older movies. There's a YouTube video that shows where they actually took, because all that stuff was filmed back when VHS was the thing. So all the weird, like really green computer screens you see have a very VHS kind of tape quality to them. So in the video game, they actually ran a bunch of footage through VHS tapes to put on the monitors in those video games. So it would have that same contrast and tenderness to it. And I was like, to that extent, I'm going to buy the game just because of the work you put into it.
The tabletop RPG has like kind of a similar level of like, hey, here are all the various canons of the movies, and you get to pick which things you want and how they affect the universe. Like, it gives you like a smorgasbord of eras and like which happenings and wins you can play in.
Which is I'd like to try it.
All right, I'm gonna see if I can get Jared to sell me his copy used before I buy a new one.
There was the Glass Cannon people did that for, you know, a three episode run, and it sounded like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. If we're gonna play though, we should play Aliens.
No, you want
that's more actiony and more fun than Alien.
Colonial Marines.
Yeah, we could be colonizers. I take that back. Never mind. I don't want to do that.
No. I want to play Alien versus Predator. Aliens, the comic book.
The comic book was dope. Mm-hmm. The movies were absolute hot garbage.
I don't know. I like the first one all right.
They're delightful. The garbage.
It made no sense, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Requiem was unwatchable because it's just like, what's happening right now?
No, it's not.
It's dark.
I love watching that shitty movie. They face hug a child in the first 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay, they're killing fucking kids in this movie. They just don't give a shit. This is an alien fuck fest is what it is.
But the climax was utter black. There was like hints of movement. You couldn't see.
Yeah, they ran out of budget. Ran out of budget. They can't all be snakes on a plane.
Shut up about that movie lately.
It's on Netflix. Oh. I can't help it.
Oh really? Yeah, I've never watched it. I have to go give it a look.
I've never watched it, and I never will.
I've never watched it either. I've never really been interested in the concept.
I'm not gonna push this on Mahogany because she hates snakes, even if they're horrible CGI snakes on a plane. And believe me, they are horrible, horrible low budget CGI snakes on a plane.
Worse than Anaconda, kind of.
Yes.
I won't watch that movie either.
Yeah.
You got snakes out here to speak.
You know what we need for Anacondas too? More snakes.
Anacondas.
Anywho. All right, have we bullshitted enough? Let's go.
We were in the middle of a fight, so yes.
Yeah, I just shrugged off some sort of spell, but I don't know what it was.
Spell for polymorph because you were the one that was like, I don't hold back. And I was like, fine, it's your dick.
Yes, I called you a coward, and I won. Yeah. Eat shit. All right,
to the map. Okay, then we're at the top of the round. This will be the top of round four for those of you not keeping track, and Amon is the first to go.
You're damn right. Amon would like to move to here from the scarecrow or the magic man scarecrow. And then look at the spells. He started too quickly. He's not holding anything, is he? No weapons or nothing. All right. Well, in that case, I'm just going to... Oh, wait, no. Swift action. I'm going to cause myself to bleed, and then I'm going to attack him.
Okay.
So, boop. I take 3 points of damage from that.
Ooh, oof.
That's fine. Because now I attack, I get a 20 to hit. Sorry, 22 to hit.
Which one is it?
22.
That'll hit.
All right, and then I get a D8. Oh, that ain't good. That ain't good at all. 6 points of damage.
Oh, that's
damage. No.
He is. Go ahead.
Yeah. How much? 6 points of damage. 4 points is acid damage.
Give me wait, 4 points of it is acid damage?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you tell me that separately.
Ah.
Give me a perception check.
Ooh, I have a plus perception because of my bestow planar infusion spell going on. Ooh, that still probably ain't good. 13, 14, 16?
You don't notice anything.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
7.
14 is Vladros.
Okie dokie, I have a question for you. Is this spot right where I'm about to annotate, right here, is that somewhere I can stand?
Yes, he is to the, I'll move him just a hair to...
Then I would like to take a 5 foot step into that square.
Okay.
So that I can reach Magic Man and Scarecrow.
Magic Man's going to have a slightly higher AC for having the high ground, because he's on top of that table.
I thought it was just a hit, but that's fine. I will still swing at him with my first attack. 17 on the die for a 20, 32, but that threatens a crit. So I'm going to roll to confirm first. Another 17 on the die. So, confirm crit.
Hold on.
Unless they can't be crit.
Give me a will save.
Will save, huh? Natural 19.
You're good.
Okay.
So, you got a what on the crit now?
A 32.
That was to confirm?
That was to confirm.
That is a
confirmed
crit. It was
a natural 17 and then a natural 17 again. 35.
Just regular crit.
Regular crit. I am raging. I am furious focusing with my power attack, so that makes this a...
I think for the sake of saving time, we're only going to roll percentiles if you roll a nat 20 to crit.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What's 28 plus 8? Quick, 36.
Mm-hmm.
36 damage.
All right. Is your weapon anything special?
It's magical. It's plus one keen.
Okay, then. Give me a perception check.
I don't think it's any special material. It is not. Okay, so perception, perceiving, natural 20.
You feel your blade kind of not slice through as much as you would like. Leading you to believe that these creatures have some form of damage reduction.
They are not doing as much damage. I believe they are special of some sort. And then my second attack is going to Scarecrow.
Okay.
14 does on. Not hit.
14 total does not hit. Sunder.
Sonder is going to do a range touch attack. That is 22 to hit.
That would normally hit. This is not a spell, is it?
It is a supernatural ability.
Then you're good.
All right, cool. So with the touch of flame, she is going to... 6 fire damage to the one that's nearest to Vladros.
Okay.
The spellcaster one.
I mean, I don't know which one you're talking about. They're both basically the same creature, so they can both spellcast.
The one that's nearest to Vladros.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a perception check.
Sonder can't roll perception for shit. That is a 12.
Okay. Your fire seems to do the what it should do, but you don't glean anything else from that.
You said the fire did what it's supposed to, did what it's supposed to do?
Yeah, so like it affected it normally.
Okay then.
Razbad.
Hey, wait, you didn't do the line. Have a little fire, scared. Never mind.
if you had said that, I would have done double damage.
You're not a witch in this campaign.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Have a little fire, scared, huh?
All right. Taking two swings at the one I flanked with Dorian. 23 on my first. And a miss on my second.
Okay.
Because I don't think a 14 hits.
It does not.
All right. So, with the Bane on, I can collect the dice. Fourteen damage.
And it is still standing.
Yeah.
That was Razbad, so we will go to Dorian.
Okay, so we're flanking. Does 16 hit it?
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. I rolled a 2 on my primary attack. And then it just hit, so that means the second one hits as well. So 2 attacks on it.
2 attacks. Describe your kill.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. I will basically just run my blade into the hay and rags of its back, and basically just using my natural inclinations and job skills, just rip out the stitches.
Yes. You tailor it to death.
Yes. Use a little tailoring action. On it.
That's a first on the show. Feel free to use that D20 just once ever.
Okay, I will.
Like the gift you already have.
It's in the kitty. I'm going to keep it by the computer from now on.
Nim.
All right. I'm going to do what I was going to do earlier. And before I decide to do lip stitch, give me a reflex save.
Is this against a spell?
It is, but there's no SR.
Okay, and which one is given? Oh, that one is.
Yep.
Reflex it is. Oh,
a giant pit opens up underneath it.
Stupid choice, my man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when I roll an 18 on the die and reflex is my highest, I'll probably avoid this.
Yep. 20 is what you're looking for, so yeah.
Yeah, definitely got more than plus 2.
He's got to move somewhere, though, because that's the... That pit's still there.
Yep. It'll move there. Anything else?
Yep. I'm moving. Just move me east 20 feet.
Magical pit's tight.
No. Magical pit guy. You're a magical pit guy now.
Conjurer.
Those are great.
It's 40 foot deep with spikes at the bottom of it.
Yeah, yeah, I like pit spells, but
I know.
You don't wield them as well as I did, Matt. I would have put the pit more in front of it, so I would have had to step back, then there would have been a pit between me and the monster. But
it's
that's
a caster.
Just,
I'd rather move the caster in closer to the room with the melee people.
Sure,
so that is, you know, that is a valid tactic right there.
So. It is until you see what it's about to do.
What's wrong with you, Matt? Why didn't you move it backwards? I swear to God, you're the worst.
So the one that is on Vladros will actually take a 5-foot step down off the table.
Uh-oh.
And this one will charge Dorian.
Yeah.
I will intercept that charge.
All right.
Cool.
I have defeat, intercept, charge.
We know.
I want to use it successfully.
You didn't use it when you were a squirrel, you pansy.
I'm not going to argue with you. Intercept away.
All right.
You can just see Dorian backing up against the wall.
Start on the one that charges. Oh, Terrence. Or now, Razbad. That is a 31 to hit.
Whoa.
Yes, it hits.
Nine damage.
Okay.
And as it rakes into you, its form subtly changes. We'll get back to it. Vladro sure flanked the old scarecrow. Will take its flanking attack on you.
I do believe that I don't get flanked yet. Nope, just flat-footed. My apologies. Continue. Okay.
Let's see here.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Nineteen.
On the yes, that does hit me.
Okay. 4-8 damage. And then the other one.
Oh, wait, no. Well, I mean, it's still going to hit me, but I was right. Because I have improved uncanny dodge, I cannot be flanked.
Then so, it wouldn't hit you.
No. My AC is 17.
Okay.
When I'm raging.
So, either way.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping everything for that.
I just wanted to make sure we're...
Son of a bitch. It is nice to know that I have to roll basically a fumble to miss you with this other guy. So how we're going to do... let's see. What is that attack? Okay. So we're going to do a bite. That is a hit. We're going to do its first claw. 18, which is a hit.
Yep. That hits.
Its second claw, almost a crit, and it's gore.
Ooh.
17.
Okay. Yes, and that's without flanking bonuses or anything.
That is without flanking bonuses.
Jesus.
Okay. All right. So
that's five hits total.
One, two, three, four. Four hits total.
Four hits total.
Okay. A bite, two claws, and it's gore.
And the other guy, he hit me as well, too, right?
Yeah, the guy up above you hit, yeah. Oh, you need to do a will save against it. So.
Yeah, and I didn't catch the damage from that guy because I was trying to read my sheet.
It was nine.
Nine damage, thank you. Will save is 22.
You're fine. You might be fine. The bite attack does 7 damage. Okay. The first claw does 6 damage. The second claw does 8 damage. And the gore...
Into the internet.
Does 9.
Okay. Different core, I guess.
That was a lot of numbers you just threw at me, and I've got to subtract one from each one, so... I got it. Okay, good.
How much did you take total?
Let's see. I took 14, 19, 25, 29 from that one guy, but because of my damage reduction, it's 25.
All right, so still a good bit of damage. And like the other one, as this one starts to claw into you, its form subtly changes. It is no longer a scarecrow that you see in front of you, but a lizard-like creature, a demon lizardy-looking creature with horns and hooves. Just forget I said lizard at all. I don't know why I did.
Gotcha.
It's a goat-like man, has carved horns, hoof feet, and a rat-like tail. Don't know where lizard came from. Those of you with knowledge nature can take those knowledge checks when it is your turn. And the first turn is Amon.
Right as I was drinking water, you bastard. How'd you do that? Anyway.
Timing.
I didn't. Yes.
Amon would like to move behind the red scarecrow, but one down. So down two, over two.
Down two, over two.
Perfect. And in that, I'm going to drop my shield. And I'm flanking, so I'm going to attack this thing.
All right.
I take another 3 bleed damage. Because I like to hurt. And then flanking. So does a 21 hit?
21 does hit.
Awesome. So then I do 1d8, 1d6. That's 5 acid damage. And then that is 7 normal or slashing damage.
Okay. Doesn't appear like your whip's doing a whole lot, if anything.
Even the acid damage?
The acid's going through.
Okay.
But the whip itself doesn't appear to be doing much.
Cool.
Vlajros.
Vlajros got a 25 on his knowledge nature.
Oh, good.
When it shifted.
What you are face to face now with is a boggle.
Boggle?
Yeah, they are,
Take a hill.
Yeah. The fun crossword puzzle.
Yeah. B-O-G-G-L-E-S. Boggles.
Mm.
Boggles?
Bogles? Boggles.
No, it's boggles.
They are frenetic and capricious fae who love to run and cavet through the woods, pulling pranks on animals, people, monsters, and their fellow fae. What these country cousins do to boogeymen love more than anything, though, is the humor and laughter of mortals.
Oh, really?
So some of the things you saved against were, like, hideous laughter.
Mm. Yeah, this prank's gone a little too far there, guys.
Yeah. They are not evil. I know that was coming from Nim at some point now that you know this are different, but they are very chaotic. And you maybe have stumbled into one of their playgrounds. And they are not too fond of the havoc you've caused on their creations.
Toys,
yes. But that was still your go, yes.
Yes. They are boggles. They,
because of that, let me tell you, they have DR10 unless you're using cold iron. I keep forgetting to do their mind boggle aura because I'm an idiot.
Mind boggle.
I will just do it at the start of their next turn. They can turn into scarecrows. They have spell resistance and they're kind of combat-y.
They say all those things as I bleed from all the wounds that they combated against me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very hilarious. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. And, I'll say they are strong against all metals except cold iron, like most things. And then I will attack. I'm okay. Going to focus my attention on the boggle in front of me. You are flanking. 28 to hit.
That'll hit.
With my first attack. And then I'm pretty sure a 15 does not hit the second.
It does not.
25 damage on that one attack.
Alright.
I should have swung the other one at the scarecrow, but oh well.
That was Vladros. Then we move to Sonder.
Uh,
Yeah. One second.
It's been a while since.
So those things are chaotic neutral then?
Yes.
Indeed. I'm not going to do that just yet. I'm going to go for another range touch attack on the same one.
Okay.
This one is a 20 to hit.
That is against its touch. That is a hit.
Sweet. Come on, better damage. Woohoo! That is 9 damage. Fire. Fire. Fire.
Fire.
And it'll take that fire damage.
Fire?
Fire? Fire?
Take that.
Anything else?
No. At the moment, nothing else.
Razbad.
All right. As a move action, I am dimension using my new ability of dimension hop, getting to the other side of the bad guy, and then saying, "You like jokes? Here's one. Knock, knock." Switching my Bane over to Fae and taking two swings. 22 for the first hit, and then plus 5 is 23 for the second hit.
Those both hit.
All right.
You're not flanking.
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
I'm plus 10, plus 5. Seventeen for the first hit, and 13 for the second hit.
All right. Again, it feels like you're hitting just hard stone almost. You seem to be doing some damage, but it just does not feel like it's going through. Dorian.
Does 18 hit it after a 5-foot step up?
An 18 does not.
All right, then I have a 27 on my primary attack.
That will hit.
All right, then it takes 5, 10, 21 points of damage. I have a, of course, cold iron short sword, as I've had since the beginning of the campaign.
Exactly. You were almost built for killing Faye. to an extent. It brings us to Nim.
Okay, I'm going to step about 20 feet to the west using my move action. And then all of my allies will feel a slight tug on their will as I cast...
Gross, dude.
Yep. Yeah, I cast Life Pack on everyone. So what that does is basically if anyone falls below 0 hit points, it kicks in and pulls 1 hit point from everybody until the person is to 1 hit point or above. They can't go above 1 hit point, but they can bring it up to 1 hit point.
Okay. So what you're saying is if I focus on one person and take them to like negative 40, it'll take 40 hit points from all of y'all, 41 hit points from all y'all?
It only pulls one.
So just one.
It's basically 5 temporary hit points whenever someone needs it to get them, you know, keep them from dying.
Fail safe.
But it's only one. You can only pull one.
Well, there goes my plan, is to kill one of you to kill all of you, but I will.
Yeah, sorry.
Because it's my go.
Oh, I need to go 20 foot back to the east. Sorry.
You keeping up with your math on that? You haven't run out of those yet?
I got tick marks. I got 9 of those a day, but I got them. I'm up to, I've used 4 so far, so I still got 5 left. then I'm going to use my dimensional steps.
There is one. The slow one is going to take its attack on Vladros. That's a definite hit. Actually, everybody give me a will save except for Sonder and Nim.
23.
You're good.
Is this a fear 19. Or enchantment?
Uh, 15 plus 9, so 24. 24
is good. It's a motion base, so
motion? Then no, I guess.
Yeah, it just says this is an emotion based mind affecting effect.
That's weird.
12.
Ooh. Pure moods.
Razban?
19.
The DC was 19.
Ooh.
Everybody else got above that, but Vladros, yeah?
Yes.
Terrence?
23 is what I got.
Oh, 20. Yeah, sorry. Didn't think I heard you. You are now overcome by a sense of absurdity. Absurd! Ooh. You take a minus 10 penalty on sense motive and perception checks, a minus 2 penalty on initiative checks. Spellcasters would have to need to make a concentration check to cast spells. The effect lasts for 13 minutes. Creature that's blah, 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 blah. If you save, don't have to worry about it. So I don't think it affects you that much.
Are you saying his mind is boggled now?
Yeah, your mind is boggled, but it doesn't do anything against you. So it's really just I was worried trying to hit the spellcasters with that. This is all absurd, but that doesn't keep you from wanting to fight.
Cool.
Which is kind of absurd in and of itself.
Yeah.
However, the slow one definitely hits you. So you need to give me one more will save against its fear from touching.
Now, did I take a penalty to my will saves?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say it didn't affect you at all unless you're trying to perceive or sense motive.
Gotcha. That's an 18.
You're fine, except for the 10 damage.
10 damage, 9 damage.
How are you looking, Vladros?
I'm still pretty good.
We'll see after this second full round of attacks from the from the boggle.
Oh yeah, I forgot that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I think I'm about to eat a lot of those too, actually.
You are, because you're the one with the cold iron weapon that actually hurts it.
Yep.
So I guess Vladros first. The bite attack. Fumble.
Yes. You want me to roll the percentiles? Or
no, I did. He provokes an attack of opportunity from just you.
Awesome.
Not even
I'll
me?
Take it.
No, it was kind of a low on the... It was a 36 on the percentiles.
Natural 2, 17.
It doesn't hit.
Okay.
Claw. Good hits. Effort. Barely. Second claw. Definitely hits. And gore attack. Definitely hits.
Okay.
All right. So from the first claw, none damage.
Okay.
The second claw, 7 damage.
Okay.
And from the gore, 10 damage.
Ooh. Now I'm not looking great. I'm below half.
All right.
And then let's do this on Dorian.
Oh, boy.
Bite attack.
Dorian.
That is... Well, I'm sorry. What's your AC? So I can go through this fast.
Oh, sure. My AC is, let's see, without any constrictions, 21.
21. So I need to roll at least a... Okay. One hit from the bite. Claw is a hit. Claw miss. And gore, ooh, almost crits, but doesn't.
Good.
So we got the first bite will do 8 damage.
3 damage.
The claw will do 7 damage.
2 damage.
And the bite will do 9 damage.
4 damage. So 9 damage altogether. Oh, thank God.
Nice.
Your damage reduction is a lot better than mine.
Well, it's only temporary. After this adventure, I'm sure it goes way to hell away.
Yeah. It's just DR5, though, right? Unless it's cold iron.
Yeah. Unless, does it count?
I don't think this guy does, because they have a way. Ah, no, because they... Oh, wait. Magic Fang, greater...
There's a difference between 9 and 24 damage.
No, because Magic Fang only gives it pluses to damage.
Yeah, but pluses count towards different weapon type. Or,
now I'm curious if Hero material even types. Accounted that towards it. Oh, no, it's on there. So he's only got a +2 enhancement bonus. That wouldn't bypass.
All right.
I don't think that bypasses cold iron.
Well, I will look it up just in case, but you can move on to the next person.
And then I will. Back to the top of the round, I'm on.
Dude, Ladros, it's really hard to heal you when you're surrounded by that and when you're surrounded by enemies. Oh, casting defensively, all that gives me is a +2 to my caster level check? Or my... No. What does it do?
Cast defensively is so that you don't provoke an attack of opportunity, but if you fail the check, you lose the spell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have any reason to cast defensively right now, do you? You're not...
Well, if I want to heal Vladros, I got to do that.
Don't you have to... Can't you cast it and then move up? Touch or is that not a thing?
With cure spells?
I thought that you cast it and you could like hold it in, like it's in your hand, and then you touch them.
Cure serious wounds. Because that would make my life a whole lot easier.
If you have to make a touch attack to...
You still have to make the touch attack. Yeah, because for attack spells, it's like if you miss, you still hold it, but you can attempt to touch again. The cure spell...
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to use Grace, which is a swift action, which that lets me move without attacking attacks of opportunity or getting attacks of opportunity. Okay. And I would like to move to the right of the beta scarecrow.
5, 10, 15, 20. Smart, because that one's slowed still.
Yep. And then I'm going to use my spontaneous casting that clerics have or war priests have that lets me transform a spell into a different spell, or into a cure spell, which will be a cure, or what's the second level one? Not serious.
Cure moderate.
Moderate.
Cure moderate, and that's 2d8. I'm going to cast a cure moderate onto Vladros, but I'm going to cast defensively first.
I'm going to say that you don't have to, because slowed. It can't take attacks of opportunity, so Nim saves you from that. That's why I thought you were moving up that way.
That's right, because I wouldn't be able to 5, 10, 15. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to make it to him without that spell.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so you get back. Well, that's pretty good. 18 points of damage back, or health
Thank
back.
You.
Thank you.
Nice. Good
nice
roll.
Job, noob.
You did that.
Yeah, it only cost me 2 spells.
Well spent.
I looked it up. I'm good. It's +3. It overcomes cold iron and silver. +4 adamantine, and +5 is alignment, I believe.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And epic.
I guess.
I don't think you need bypass epic.
No, you need epic.
No,
you need +6 weapon.
Yeah. Vladros, it is your go.
Awesome. Well, finally, it sinks in that the reason Vladros is getting his shit kicked is because he's between these two, so he's going to John Wick 5-foot step onto the table.
Okay.
If I can 5-foot step there.
I let him 5-foot step down, so I'm going to let you 5-foot step up.
So I'm kind of rolling up to get on top, and then I'm going to, believing in my companion, Amun, to take care of the slowed one, I'm going to focus my attention on the boggle. And I get a +1 for high ground.
Yep.
And I'm going to rain down two attacks on him. 29.
That'll hit.
And not that. So let's resolve the first one.
Somebody rolled a one.
Sure we did. That's 26 damage for the first attack. And then I'll roll percentiles for my natural one.
Please do.
49.
You provoke from him.
Okay.
Oh.
Just one attack.
There goes all that healing I just did.
No. This guy's awesome when he gets to hit you four times, not when he hits you once. But he still hits you. Even with your bonuses for high ground. That's still a 21 to hit.
Yeah. And I just realized Vladros wasn't getting any bonuses for being flanked. He's so stupid. By he, I mean me.
Well, no, he was getting bonuses for being flanked. That creature still, well, I guess not when they're slow, huh?
Well, not also because I don't get flanked.
Oh, you can't be flanked. Anyhow, that's a minimum damage of 6.
All right. 6 damage. Not nearly as bad.
But we will move on from you to Sonder.
All right, Sandra's going to use her last range touch attack. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. 24.
That'll hit.
Come on, good damage. Minimum damage, 5 fire damage to that guy.
He's looking pretty banged up, but not down. Razbad.
A 24, which will do 15 damage.
Is your weapon cold iron?
No, it gets its damage reduction, so 5 damage. And then I roll a 1. Your 1s are contagious, Franks.
Oh, no.
This is getting bad.
Lots of crits and lots of 1s.
Yeah.
28 on my percentiles.
All right, so just provokes from that guy. He's going to attempt to gore you. Only getting a 20.
Miss.
Anything else? That was a full attack, so no, you're probably good.
Full attack.
Dorian.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Does 20 confirm a critical hit on this guy?
You roll percentiles.
Well, no, I know, but would 20, if you got like not a non-natural 20 and you had to roll again, would 20 hit the AC?
No.
Okay, all right, so, okay. Then, for my primary attack, I rolled a natural 1. And for my secondary attack, I got a 22 to hit with a
22 will hit, but let's roll.
I'm sorry, not 22. I'm a 26 to hit.
Excuse me. That'll still hit. Let's resolve that natural 1. Let's see percentiles there.
All right. Let's see. 12.
Okay. Regular. He's already taken an attack of opportunity, so we're going to say since it's such a low number on the fumble, nothing happens. But you can roll damage on your second attack.
Cool. So not a critical. See, that's 1, 2, 15, 17 damage.
All right.
I was really hoping that for a double whammy. Not a critical failie.
That would have been nice for you, but instead it was nice for me. Moving on, Nim.
All right. Damn it. So I'm going to move back in 20 feet. I'm going to move back in 20 feet and then move back out as my swift later. So if you just want to leave me there. and then I'm gonna just shoot an acid dart at the one Dorian and Razbad are fighting. That's not gonna hit. God, I cannot roll for shit. So that's my go.
I like our tactics though. The melee folks keep the things occupied while the ranged casters pepper them from the doorway. I mean, picture it. It's a really cool visual.
Or just watch the show.
It's almost like we're a team that have been doing this for a year or two.
Let your imagination go to rest. The boggle that is fighting Vlad is going to attempt to bypass your CMD with an acrobatics check. And that is a 33.
Oh, yeah.
It's mine, too.
Okay, yeah, I was about to ask, because I think you're well within reach, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to go there so he can get that that old flank bone back.
But he won't.
He can't be flanked.
He won't.
Right?
He can't be flanked.
Oh, that's right. I'm stupid.
Me too. I forgot it myself.
I keep forgetting why you...
At least he's out of whipping range.
Yeah, out of whipping range. We'll go with that.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
The diagonal squares count for 10. 5, 10. 10.
I got 20 feet, bitch.
Oh.
My natural reach plus 5.
You have a 15-foot natural reach? How? What are you, Mr. Tickle?
With his whip. His whip has a reach of 15, and he's got a thing that gives him an extra 5.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, you really do cover that square, them squares out there.
Oh, you are Mr. Tickle. Okay.
All right, so the one that's the what did you call it? The beta? The beta will attack you.
The beta bugger. The beta crow.
Ooh, yeah. 29.
Yeah, no shit.
Wilson.
Oh, no.
All right.
Be terrified. Be afraid.
He won't be. 18.
You're fine.
I'm the only one who's failed these saves.
I have a plus 9 will.
7 damage, though.
Ow.
And then the one on Frakes there will gore attack.
Ooh.
That's 18.
Yep. That hits.
For 9 damage.
It's probably worth it for Toker to just have that beta crow to charge me just so he can scare me again.
He can't charge. He's slowed. That's right. I like the way you think. Yeah, I'm going to try something that might be fun.
And by fun, I mean fireball!
Kevin, the one that's on you turns around. You can see it. A spark of intelligence goes through you, and it attempts to bull rush you.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Who knew?
27. What's your CMD?
My CMD is 21, so you do beat it by 5. So
I beat it and by 5, so you go back 10 feet, and he pushes you into the hole.
He gets a reflex save.
No, he doesn't.
Does he?
Yeah.
Pushing him back 10 feet is not into the hole.
He's here. Yeah, diagonal. 5, 10.
That's not, they have to push him in a straight line.
Yeah, I was going to say,
he 5-foot steps here and pushes him back into the hole.
Okay. Yeah. Well, at least make it fair. You're going to do it.
Either way.
Oh.
Give me a reflex, Kevin.
I'm thankful I have that judgment of saves up. Rolled an 8.
Oh no.
And then reflex is 3 with my plus 3, 6. So 14.
Yeah, tell me what this hole does to Kevin.
So it's 40 foot down.
40 feet.
You take fall damage for 40 feet, and then 2d6 when you hit the bottom with all the spikes.
Give me an acrobatics check, Kevin.
Yeah. Acrobatics minus one. So. Oh, I rolled a one. So zero.
Yay. Okay. So you don't get to take one of those fall damages off. So that's 66 total.
Oh, no.
I thought it was 1d6 for every 10 feet.
And then he said another 2d6 when you hit the bottom.
So that's 2d6
for the spikes.
Jesus Christ.
Oof.
At least there goes, my flank.
It could be six. Could be.
Or it could be 20.
Ouch. Don't worry. Nim can cancel that spell next round, right? Right,
Nim? Let's see if it's dispellable. I can do something else, though.
I believe it was dispellable. We had this like, had looked up several times in the previous campaign.
Yeah.
With this. I'm pretty sure it is dispellable.
He can't heal himself. That's good news.
Yeah, let me heal myself before you pull me back up to the fight.
At least
I have
it ain't 10 one of those
hit points left.
At least it isn't one of those pits that chew on people like Toker used to.
Yeah, the hungry.
Yeah, that's
pit.
Level five. That's coming.
Yeah.
Hungry pits.
Amon, you see Razbad take a horrible tumble into a hole that Nim created, making you think they're on the same team.
Kill the wizard.
I think there's a wisdom check in there.
All right, so what I'm gonna do, it's gonna be a little bit, I'm gonna start off by full round attacking, and you can still take a swift action after attacking, correct?
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm going to full round attack this guy for two attacks. The first one is...
You can attack base to base with your whip, you got that feat?
Yes, sir, I do.
Cool.
I took all them feats. There's so many. So many feats you make.
So you're attacking anyway, the scarecrow.
Yeah, 15 plus 12, I'm pretty sure, gets him. And then 10 plus 17 get his AC?
Yes.
So that's two hits.
Okay.
With my bleed, which I took the damage for, which went up to 4, by the way. So that is 2d8 plus 2d6. That's 20 damage plus... So 30 damage.
And that is enough to kill the slowed one.
Heard. And then I will use my swift action and a use of my blessing to heal myself.
Well, that's how I pushed Kevin in a pit.
I've got a question about that, honestly. Should I have gotten a attack of opportunity before that, or does he have improved bull rush?
No.
To which part of that question?
Yeah. I heal 16 points of damage.
Take your attack of opportunity, Kevin. Unflanked.
Okay.
Unflanked.
I rolled a 3, so 13 does not hit.
It doesn't.
But at least I got this swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before Nim put me in his pit.
Oh. Ledros.
Were you attacking with your flail? Or your hammer?
I've always used my hammer since I've got it.
Okay. That's a shame, because if you had your flail, you could have caught its leg as a last ditch effort.
You could have Gandalfed it.
Yeah. But anyway. God, you fools. Vladrost is going to use another round of rage to swing Shashka at this thing. Does a 19 hit it?
No.
Then neither hit hits.
Oh, Jesus.
Good turn. Oh, wait, does a 20 hit it?
No.
Because I am on high ground. Okay.
It does not.
Fair enough.
Sonder.
I just want to see something. Can you do a swift action if you double move?
Yes.
Okay. Well then. I would like to double move I'm sure I can get 5, 10, 15, 20. Yeah. I want to be here. And that puts me within 10 feet of the scarecrow, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to double move there, and then I'm going to swift action activate my heat aura.
Okay.
So that's going to give 44 fire damage and also give me, I think, 20% concealment.
Nice.
Or 20% concealment, yeah, until my next turn.
Very nice.
That is 10 fire damage.
As Sonder walks up and enacts her flames, the creature in front of Ladros takes the last bit of damage it could take and falls over dead.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
It can be killed.
Razbad.
I am reaching a hand over, carefully dodging spikes, touching my side, which has a huge gash in it, and casting Cure Moderate Wounds, and waiting for this pit to be dispelled so I can take the elevator ride up.
I'm very badly hurt.
It's beginning to smell like almonds.
Dorian.
All right, this is a DM call, given the way I've been playing my servitude to the Feylord. Can Dorian faint
against these creatures?
Yes.
Yes,
it is technically lying.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, then Dorian,
these specifically, you can.
All right, Dorian grins arrogantly, and does 32 beat its beat 10 plus its hit die plus its wisdom, or 10 plus its sense motive?
Yes.
Cool.
But it was close.
Then I'm not quite as arrogant as that. All that then, but 24, does that hit?
It does.
Awesome.
Let.
Come on. 10, 20 damage.
It takes a vicious blow, turning its attention towards you. Shit. Because the other thing is dead, but it is Nim's, or because he believes Razbad is dead, and it is Nim's go.
Yeah, I'll snap my fingers as my stink. I think it's taking a standard action to dismiss something. So I'll use my standard to do that.
And a bloody prone Razbad rises to the top.
Yeah.
Cream always rises to the top.
As the spikes in the pit dissipate, and then that's my go.
Clear the pit.
There is one creature left in the room, and it is his go.
We'll be going toe-to-toe. I think I can handle another barrage. Is that all you've got?
Seeing the death of its friend, the creature begins to cast a spell. It will attempt to cast the spell defensively.
Fail.
And it fails. Rolled a 2 on the die.
Yes.
So it will attempt to acrobatics away from Dorian. That is a 27 to beat your CMD.
Oh, yeah.
It's half speed. And as it's go, top of the round, Amon.
If you could move me 20 spaces north. And then I'm going to cast Bone Shaker on this thing.
Does that allow for SR?
Spell resistance, yes.
You need to make that SR check.
All right, let's go for it. 19?
19 is the SR exactly.
Woohoo! Yeah, that's lucky. And then I need a... Which, I'm assuming these things have a skeleton at the very least.
They do.
Okay, cool. Could I get a fortitude save?
You can indeed. 16.
16 beats it, so you only take half damage.
Okay.
And you don't get moved anywhere, which sucks. But you take plus 1d6, so that's 2 caster levels, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You take half of 17, so that's 8 damage.
Okay.
As I rip your skeleton away from some of your body.
Bone shake him.
Get bone shook, bitch.
Ledros.
Ledros is going to move his full complement of movement to get to here. I'm sorry, hang on. Get to here. And as he does so, he is going to enact his thingamajiggy.
Perfect.
Very technical.
You know that hundreds of times now.
Renewed vigor.
Oh.
And I'm going to heal myself through sheer anger and force of will.
It's a fun little rage power from barbarians, right?
Yes.
You just scream vigor. Heal.
I just,
you're Goku.
Yes. I Goku my wounds closed for almost max healing. 14 plus 5, 19.
Nice.
What kind of action was that, Frakes?
It is a standard action to renew my vigor.
Okay.
You just intimidated your own wounds closed. Like, you better stop bleeding, motherfucker!
All right, bitch, all right. We're cool, all right.
Sander. It's a pro wrestler move, classy.
Just,
He's already made Macho Man references this episode. I don't know if anyone noticed that but me, but...
Well, I think more of the Ultimate Warrior when I think of wrestling healing.
The power up, yeah.
Yes, he had the best.
And then I point my...
Especially when he would tie off his biceps and forearms, so he'd have extra flair from waving his arms around.
Sander, give me a perception 40, check.
You get that reference.
Probably one of the best perception checks I've ever rolled is Sander. That's a 19.
Oh, yeah. Sander, the door next to you creaks open ever so slightly. And on the other side of it, you see another scarecrow. But this one has a strange gourd for a head. A pumpkin head, if you will. But it's with your perception, you can see that its eyes aren't mean. And it's, do you speak Sylvan?
I'm going to say, hold on a second. I think I do. Nope.
Nope. Give me a sense motive.
Ooh, this is my best skill. So I rolled a natural 1, so that gives me, but I'm by myself, so that gives me 24.
Oh.
Holy shit.
I'd normally say in combat, a natural 1 is a fumble on a skill check. However, I want this to happen, so I'm not going to.
DM fiat
happens. You can tell that the creature is speaking a language you don't understand, but it seems ecstatic to see you and non-hostile. But it is your go.
Attack it like Kevin.
No, I'm not gonna do
this
that.
Is another daughter of Father Solomon you have killed.
No, I'm not the one that killed it. It was totally mad.
Oh, you killed it, Kevin. That argument's done. You fucked up, but it's over.
So, seeing it and seeing that it speaks a language that I don't understand, I'm going to ask it, do you speak common? And if it doesn't seem to reply or gesture that it speaks common, then I'm going to...
You see it give a weird, kind of like ponderous look. Its eyes are very expressive. And then it in kind of a raspy, the words are a little off. I do bat tongue. But that conversation will be your turn.
Yeah.
How the motherfucker do you speak it?
Not well. Razbad, you are prone.
Looking at the boggle, how beat up does he look?
Give me a heal check or a perception check.
Heal check coming. Plus 14, so 18.
He seems hurt, but not enough to be slowed down.
All right, in that case, I'm gonna stand and then move action to be just north of him.
There?
Next yes, turn. Please.
Okay. Dorian.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 5 foot to the west.
And while we're interrupting Dorian's turn, it was actually a 26 because I forgot about my plus two cup, but it's bonus versus the Fey from that robe. Sorry. It
changes nothing.
I know. I just think that's funny. That
but
I
now you
won.
Are officially not new at this game. You interrupted me to throw numbers at me that changed the story. Not at all.
Not at all.
Just like everybody else.
Yay!
Welcome to the game.
Happy birthday, Mahogany. I think this airs on your week.
I think it does. Yay. Happy birthday to me. Woohoo.
Happy birthday, Mahogany.
Well, I'm older.
For Mahogany's birthday, make this turn fast.
What are you, 22, 23?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Tucker, I think Razbad wanted to be 5 foot to the west, not north, but you said
yeah,
west.
I
right,
wanted
Kevin?
To show Dorian could flank, hopefully.
Wait, what?
You were trying 5 foot to get north
yeah, but
west.
He was here, right?
No.
Or, I mean, he was here when he fell. Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So 5 foot to the west would be where I put him.
5 foot from where you had me currently. I still want to threaten the scarecrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But give Dorian a chance to flank.
Oh, well, then I mean, move it.
That won't open up a flank unless you get directly behind the creature.
I can't get it.
Oh, I thought that was it. Open there's, doorway.
There's
there,
a wall. There's yeah. a wall directly south.
All right. Well, that's fine. I'll make do with what I have.
I'm saying, Kevin, do you have what 40 feet of movement?
Yeah. Put me
I'm on the chair.
The
yeah. You, can get, you yeah. can get behind it without provoking.
Gotcha.
Fuck your
perfect.
Couch.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fuck your couch, scarecrow. Let's see. I will charge him then and into a flanking position, trying to run him through.
Oh, okay. Charging. Got it.
I'm glad it charged. Let's see. 21. 22.
22 yes. gets it.
Yes. Okay. yeah. Let's see. Got a 6. Got a 4. 3. 1. It's not great. 19 damage.
Describe your kill.
Yeah.
All right. Dorian. After Razbad jumps on the chair behind him, Dorian runs up the quickly stairs, stabbing his short sword down through the creature's chest and pinning him to the arm of the easy chair there.
watching it slowly turn red, he pulls out his sword and cleans it on the nearby upholstery.
As the last creature falls, you can all now see and hear Sonder talking to yet another scarecrow through a door. Those of you who speak Sylvan hear it going back and forth quickly through Sylvan and then to a more stuttered common as it's trying to communicate with her. Trapped. And then in Sylvan, I just wish she spoke the tongue of these people. I've been here so long. Is Mr. Bobo still out there on the table? Please tell me I can save Mr. Bobo and my spell book. And we'll figure out all that stupid shit next episode.
Mr. Bobo's dead. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, maybe Mr. Bobo's just
missing.
Mr. Bobo just might be his pet skeleton.
It might be that skeleton gnome or whatever it is. Is that a half or gnome skeleton?
Oh, tiny monkey skeleton.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he did.
Oh, Mr. Bobo.
Maybe it's his pet skeleton monkey.
Well,
we don't know.
Yeah, he might just be playing possum.
Find out whether there's a talking gourd in a room that's been in this with all these other skeletons. Or I don't know why I want to call these scarecrow skeletons because they're scarecrows, not skeletons. We'll figure all that out next time.
There's another one.
Ah! How many doors are in this place?
That's the last door that you know of.
Did you know of?
That's my favorite.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Are we done? Got a little frustrating toward the end.
Are we done with the session for the day?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll
game bants.
No, we'll do role play bits at the beginning then.
Oh yeah, no, we've been going on. And I'm sleepy.
Okay.
I'm too.
That's true. I gotta get up at 4 tomorrow.
That's a terrible reason to stop playing, but it's the truth.
Who's got Betty by now, bitch?
Yeah. Hey, I didn't bitch about it until the game was done, bitch.
I also haven't bitched about needing to go to sleep since I moved here. This place is awesome.
It's the ghost lulling you to sleep at night.
Oh yeah, I fall asleep like that.
Yeah. Ghosts do that to people. They do other stuff too. We can't talk about.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Ghostbusters. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, what was that? Oh, it was Scary Movie 2. There's ghost fucking in that movie.
Oh yeah, and Doom Patrol. I don't know if you've watched that, but
fucking love Doom Patrol.
It's so good. It's so fucking.
That's
good.
On HBO Go, right?
HBO Max.
Yeah. Is there a new season out?
Like the ninth episode is this week. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. There's also three of Titans.
We're not talking about that. Let's keep talking about Doom Patrol.
Yeah, Doom Patrol is so much better.
Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol has Brendan Fraser as a robot in it. Nothing can be better than that.
I was shocked how well they made this awesome weird comic into an awesome weird show. Like I was blown away. I'm like,
go ahead, Kevin. Say something incredibly well.
Nailed it.
No. Brendan Fraser is the villain in the new Batgirl movie.
Is he also a robot?
I do not know. I saw that Brendan Fraser was pegged to be the next villain in the Batgirl.
Brendan Fraser's having a renaissance. He's in Doom Patrol. Yeah. He's in that. He's also, supposed to be in the next Scorsese movie or some shit?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I saw what you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it now. That was pointless.
He had a lot of talent. He has a lot of talent. I don't know. I don't know what caused him really to drop out of public life for so long, but I'm glad he's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably just public life being draining.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know.
Hope he does Encino Man 2.
I'm sure Paulie's like, please, I need the money.
Yes, he is.
he's watching his phone at every strip club he's emceeing at. Come on.
Oh,
come
man.
On.
That thing where him and Big Ed were like, Big Ed was begging to be on his podcast. And by the end, Paulie Shore was begging to be on Big Ed's podcast. Because everybody recognized Big Ed, but nobody knew who Paulie Shore was.
And Pauly Shore was dressed like Pauly Shore when they were in public. It's not like he didn't look like Pauly Shore.
Like, oh, wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. The people who recognize, who would recognize Pauly Shore are the same people who are old enough to remember burning CDs.
Mm-hmm. They're also probably not at the mall anymore.
I mean, they're with their kids.
Oh, yeah. They're like AM, they're AM mall walkers.
Yes, yeah.
They're trying to do their back to school shopping and get out.
Yep. I like to walk, but I want to be indoors where the AC is and my shoes don't get so dirty. Oh,
I mean, does that not be such short? A bad idea? Let's start mall walking, you guys.
I remember driving all the way to the mall. I love you.
Do you guys think Brendan Fraser would do Monkey Bone 2?
Oh, I love that movie, and I would love for him to do Monkey Bone 2, but could he get Chris Kattan again? I don't
Chris
know.
Chris Kattan to come back.
Chris Kattan's on TikTok. He's ready.
Who's the guy that played, what was it, Morpheus? In
Lawrence Fishburne?
No. Morpheus in Monkey Bone.
I don't remember.
It was one of the kids in the hall, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was the guy that played Mr. Anasi on American Gods. To make seven up yours, guy.
Yeah. Oh.
I can never remember his name, but he's from the town I grew up in.
Oh, really?
What is his name? He's from Malden.
Orlando Jones?
Orlando Jones.
I think that was him. I'm not sure, but I think that was him.
I remember him from Evolution.
And the time
I remember
machine.
Him from Bad TV. Wasn't that what he was on? Yeah.
I remember him from the 7-Up commercials. Like, yeah, I had 7-Up. That t-shirt, I mean, and it got
Bad
me kicked
TV,
out of school.
Then 7-Up.
Yeah. You make 7-Up your shirt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went a little overboard with it. You definitely shouldn't run into a classroom you're not supposed to be in and just yell at the teacher, "Hey, make 7! Up yours!" And then leave like nothing's going to happen, because they will find you.
Yeah. They know where you go to school.
Yeah,
you're legally obligated to be there like 8 hours a day.
Yeah, they found me.
What'd they do to you?
In school suspension for like 2 days.
They made him drink Sprite, the ultimate insult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stay in this room by yourself and drink Sprite like a loser.
Enjoy the great taste of Lyman.
I used to love 7-Up. Then they're hard to find sometimes.
I prefer 7-Up to Sierra Mist, which is just not anything.
I
like
the cranberry 7-Up whenever I do that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm not sleepy anymore. Let's talk about sodas for an hour.
Yeah, I could.
I'm still sleepy.
Oh, man.
Pibb,
we should probably close it out.
Tip extra.
What about Mountain Lightning? Will the rest of you pour?
Dr. Perky for me. Thanks.
Is that that's the Czech soda? Is that the
Actually I think it was Morning Mist or some shit like that.
Yeah, that Czech is Dr. Mist. The Dr. Czech.
RC Cola.
Hey, RC Cola is a godsend. It's cheap and delicious.
It's got that horrible aftertaste if you, like, God forbid you burp after you drink one of those.
That's the trick.
It's like they somehow make eggs. Somehow there's eggs in it. I don't know. I don't know how you don't taste it while you're drinking them.
Maybe they get it from the upstate and there's a lot of sulfur in there.
Yeah, there's just a lot of sulfur in the well water.
There is. Like, I went to an aunt's house once in the upstate and she had well water and I was like, "Your water stinks." No, I'm not drinking it.
Mine does too.
Mine does. We got artesian well and it tastes great. But
I grew up on sulfur water.
Does it smell bad though?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I mean, you could have well water that doesn't smell bad.
But I want to thank you for bringing up eggs.
Oh, no.
yeah, I was going to save this for a later episode.
That's what it is. Are you their egg sweat supplier?
It is egg sweat. That is what all the cheap sodas are made with. And me and Noob made this commercial, and it was supposed to be like a commercial, but friendship happened. So it goes on a little long in places, but it's only because I had a fucking blast watching it, and I don't care if anybody else likes it or not. I like it the way it is. It's delightfully dumb, and it's about egg sweat, and they're our newest sponsor. Please check the dice box below. Please check our website for all of our fun stuff and stick around for Egg Sweat, a commercial about friendship. Thank you.
And egg sweat.
And mostly egg sweat.
It's uncomfortable.
Hey there, you. Yeah, you. I see what you're doing there with that egg. Trying to get it to condensate faster than it would on its own. You're tired of waiting on it to sweat, because you need that sweat. You need egg sweat immediately. Why? Well, you know why. But maybe our viewers don't. What if I told you there was an easier way to get egg sweat? You'd be interested in that, wouldn't you? Of course you would. We've hired the best and hairiest of scientists to get on the egg sweat technology. They handcraft each bottle of egg sweat themselves. But what do you use egg sweat for? Why is it so god dang delicious looking? Well, let's ask some people and see what they have to say.
Thanks to egg sweat, my penis has never been so soft.
My feet were never drier until I started using egg sweat. Now they're as soft as can be. Thanks, egg sweat.
Oh, hey! I really like the egg sweat. Keeps my hair on. Yeah, on.
You're coming out, right? No, you come out. Or wait, do I need to come in?
Thanks to egg sweat, my teeth have never been wetter.
Okay, wait, what? What were we trying to sell you again? Oh, yes, egg sweat. Don't forget, this has all been about egg sweat. You can get your egg sweat at any Lowe's, but not inside. No. You'll have to find the taco truck parked behind the dumpster out back. Again, it might look like a taco truck, but it is actually an egg sweat dealership. You can buy these by the quart or gallon, and those are your only two options. Quarts come at $99.95, and gallons are half the price, because we don't know what we're doing. Egg Sweat, brought to you by Homebrew Detritus.